Oh, shoot, where was it? Okay, well, let's go to 407.11. That's the surface and groundwater protection. So just real small, in the title of that section, 407.11, I had inserted the word land in there. So it's land, surface, and groundwater protection because, but I failed to highlight the word land. So I think that's why John's office missed that. Because subsection A says no materials or waste shall be deposited upon a lot in such a form or manner that they may contaminate the land or be transferred off the lot and contaminate the water. So
the title should be land, yes. Surface, and ground.
Groundwater protection.
I don't remember discussing that last time.
Okay.
And then, well, let me find the other thing. Okay, 407.3. Fire and explosion hazards. So somewhere toward the end of that first paragraph where it mentions the Milford Water Authority, Milford Township, and Pike County Emergency Management Coordinator. I'm just reading that and I'm not sure it's flowing. Shall be provided by the developer or applicant to the municipal office for review by the local fire company, the Milford Water Authority, okay, Milford Township, and the Pike County Emergency Management Coordinator. Okay, I think that's all right.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Did you add county to that? The township and county?
Yes.
Yep, that's added to it. It's there.
So Pike County Emergency Management Coordinator. So that's what the county is.
That's
right?
The county, right.
And the Township Emergency Coordinator.
Oh, so she's
saying... Yeah, I think you just got to take the comma out of Milford Township so it just says straight out Milford Township and the Pike County Emergency Management Coordinator.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say Milford Township Emergency Management Coordinator?
Yeah.
Just say Milford Township Emergency Management Coordinator and the county emergency, so that it doesn't get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do we believe that we should have the Milford Water Authority review the application for fire and explosion hazards?
Those are the chemicals. That's why we originally thought that.
But I mean, are we going to let them then intervene in the proceeding?
Comment. Yeah, we told them.
Oh, no, I understand where Tony's going with this.
Yeah, so do I.
Because I mean, legally, that would give them the right to intervene in the proceeding if we're telling them in zoning that they have a right to review the application the same way we do. And that was the big brouhaha we had in the warehouse when we were all done and they wanted to charge us for legal fees.
Yeah, so if we take Milford Water Authority out and put them at the end as take comments from the Water Authority, what about that?
I think we already do that in 426.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did, that's right.
We did that in 426. We allowed any type of a plan to be submitted to them for their comments.
Yeah, then I would agree.
I don't know why we need to do it here again.
I would strike that out.
Good catch.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't want, I can just hear them now. Kevin, you agree?
I got you, yep.
Yeah. Because the relationship right now.
Well,
is,
that makes them an interested party, and
yeah, hanging from a thread.
Yeah, yeah, and we've already given that to them, so yeah, okay. Well, and that was the concern that we be polite to them, but we don't want to give them the authority either, right?
Right. I don't mind if they get, if they want to come down and look at every conditional use application. They don't in Milford Borough.
Yeah, but Milford Borough is also below the springs. They didn't have any comments when that equipment rental went up on 6 because it was below the springs. Their main concern's above the springs.
Mm-hmm. Today.
Today.
However, if you read the expert's opinion that was submitted by the warehouse owner, they should be more concerned with the downstream than they are the upstream.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So we got them. So that begs the question, 407, one of the biggest concerns with this was that we handled the Milford Water Authority properly and gave them the right.
Why don't we word it?
I mean, that was the whole juxtaposition of this whole matter that we're involved with right now is the Water Authority. Yeah. I understand
that. Put the Water Authority last. Don't put them first. They get Milford Township Emergency Management Coordinator, Pike County Emergency Management Coordinator, and Milford Water Authority.
Can you put Milford Water Authority for comment?
What I'm thinking is you're dealing with this just in the hazard portion. And could we not find a place to have a simple one sentence paragraph added onto one of these items that says any application in reference to this must be copied to the Milford Water Authority?
I thought it was here, but it's not here anymore, right?
And that doesn't give them any authority. We just are giving them notice if they choose to be involved. Do you see what I'm saying, Tony?
It's the words for review.
Right, I understand.
I believe the local fire company and the emergency management coordinator, the EMCs, they should review it and comment. And the Water Authority certainly has a record to review it, but I don't want to listen to their comments.
No, I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Why?
I don't care if it's being taped or not.
What would be wrong with sending it to them, and they have
the burden to
prove that they're an interested party?
Right.
By wording it this way, we're saying they're an interested party. It should be redone
so that zoning. At the time of the zoning application, the applicant shall also furnish a copy of the application to MWA. Period.
It's not, we have to stop using Milford Water Authority and start using Milford Municipal Authority.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's the Borough of Milford Municipal Authority.
Yep. It's no longer the Water Authority.
It's the Borough of Milford Municipal Authority.
Borough of Milford Municipal Authority. When they rechartered to be able to take sewerage, they changed their name from Water Authority to the Milford Municipal Authority. So now it's the Milford Borough Municipal Authority.
So it's, what is it?
Milford Borough Municipal Authority. I just would change that and would make a separate sentence saying that at the time of the application that the applicant shall also forward a copy of the application and material and to the Milford Water Authority.
Where are you going to put that?
At the end. At the end of the
4073.
At the end of the sentence. Take them out and then make a separate sentence at the time of the application. The applicant agrees to forward a copy of the application to the Milford Water Authority for their review, period.
Milford.
Milford Borough Municipal.
Milford Borough Municipal Authority.
Milford Borough Municipal.
Municipal
Authority. Is that what it's now listed as?
What is it?
Municipal Authority of the Borough of Milford.
Yes, that's correct name.
Wait, no.
Municipal Authority of the Borough of Milford.
So
it was in number 4, but it's missing here. That's okay. Like, in the copy where Nancy highlighted, there was a number 4, and it stated sending it to Milford Municipal Authority of the Borough of Milford. And in the revised one, it's not there. The number 4 is not there.
I don't know what number 4 is.
Surface and groundwater protection, 407.11. So we have the last part is number 3. But in Nancy's highlighted copy, there was a number 4, and it was about sending it to Municipal Authority of the Borough of Milford.
I'm confused as to where we...
She's saying it was in 407.11D. There was a section 4 that said it had to be sent to...
407.11D?
D.
So 407.11 is this land surface and groundwater protection. Okay.
Okay, so on 407...
Yeah, I see. Copies of any applications and supporting documents.
Did you see this, John?
407.11.
407.11, number 4.
What am I looking at here?
This is Nancy's last comments, but
okay.
That's...
Let me see her last month's comments.
Okay, so hold on now.
Okay,
you're right. So that got dropped out. So under 407.11, Shahana is right.
Right, so if you struck them from the beginning and put them here, they have their own they have their own place, period.
Right.
That's the right place for it to be. Because they shouldn't have any right to comment on the building, the structure, or fire and explosion hazards.
Does that make sense to you, John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they should only have a right to comment on contamination of the water.
And I'm sorry we're going back and forth.
Yeah, and the other thing you got to change on there is where it says MWA shall have 30 days. It's got to be municipal authority.
Yeah, well, municipal and I don't, authority of the borough and Milford for review and comment. I don't even know if I would put that next sentence in.
The 30 days?
No. They can look and see when the hearing is, so their comments have to be in before the hearing.
Yeah.
Has to be sent to them. Is that okay, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then they could be stricken from the fire and explosion hazards.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Sorry, but
we're going back and forth on you, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't think that's the appropriate place for it.
Okay.
That makes sense, Nancy?
So the municipal authority will be under 407.11.
Yeah.
Right.
Where we're sending copies to them.
Okay.
And that's, I think that's my fault there. So I think that was in John's original draft. And then when I did whatever I did, I think that number 4 got dropped inadvertently. So that's not on John.
We'll just
add it. Yeah, we're not worried.
I think that number 4 has to be put back in.
Yeah, I think that's good.
We're not worried about who's at fault. We just let's get it straight.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
The developer Ackland shall also provide, and then that goes in there.
Okay, so are there any other...
So we're taking the municipal authority out of...
403.
Section 407.3, fire and explosion hazards. We're just taking them out of there altogether.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, because they're going to have the right to comment on any portion of the application in that 407.11.
Right, but we're forcing ourselves to give it to them. And that's what they've wanted all along, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that's what they wanted.
Okay.
And they would have a right to review and comment, and that's fine.
Okay. Do we have any other substantial comments or remarks or anything to add or delete?
Just my other comment that before John came, John, I had mentioned to the planning commissioners that I was, and Nancy, before you came also, I was a little concerned about how a code enforcement officer would go through enforcing this, but then they pointed out the section about hiring a third party to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm satisfied with that.
Okay.
And yeah, okay.
So are you prepared to do, is it clear the revisions that need to be added to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes? All three.
I'll do it. It's fresh, so let me do it, you know, by tomorrow morning, and then send it out to everybody.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to do instead is I'd like to entertain a motion that we recommend this, the amended document that we're going to get from John ASAP directly to the Board of Supervisors.
I'll second that.
You'll make it a motion.
I'll make it a motion with all the amendments.
Do I hear a second?
I will second it.
Do I have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. So now we're going to either zoning warehouse standards or 537, whichever is your choice, John. We want to get done whatever people need to talk about, because John is not going to be available for the next couple months.
No, I won't be here the next meeting.
Okay.
Like the next work session, I'm out of town. I won't be available, which is the 9th or whatever of July.
Right.
I cannot make that.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you then.
No, not for months. No,
okay.
Just one meeting. I can't be at the next work session.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say you had to send Holly then.
She's going to be with me.
You're going to be
months. you're out of luck.
That chance you're getting that one.
Yeah, you're out of luck. We're not going to be in town the next work session. So
okay. So then the warehouse standards are 537.
So you know, I know Nancy, we had put it on your plate to work on the warehouse. So
right.
That's in progress. I'm working on that and hoping to have that, at least the first draft, finished up within the coming days.
Okay. And then if you could circulate that and we could plan on discussing that, then the meeting in July. We'll Nancy and Tony can be here for the workshop, and then we'll...
I can send comments, you know, if I, you know, she sends it.
Okay.
I'm not disappearing. I just won't be in town.
Yep. No, I get it.
Those days.
Yep. I know you're busy.
I'm going to be out of town too, but and hopefully have internet service. So I'm planning to be on Zoom, but I'll get somewhere where I can have internet.
Well, we're not going to be in a panic. We don't operate that way. So do we want to just plan on the meeting at the end of the month? Is that better for both of the professionals?
Probably, yeah.
What date?
The fourth Tuesday.
Fourth Tuesday. Oh, Milford. Yeah, that works out.
The 28th, yeah. I mean, I'll...
Okay, so then let's plan for the 28th.
I would be away at that point, that last week of July, but I can certainly, if I have it in advance, I can review and comment in writing.
Well, the likelihood of us having that finished at that meeting, is that going to be good?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I think so.
Is the likelihood of that being a finished document?
By the 28th?
Pretty close.
I mean, if I can get comments in, I'll get the first draft out as soon as possible.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take...
I think, yeah, it might...
Next month.
Okay,
we'll probably have to
let's do it this way to make it easy for everybody. Let's have a motion that we eliminate the workshop for next month.
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, so we have no.
Hang on a second.
We have no workshop next the beginning of the month. That takes the pressure off everybody for that. We can't cancel the regular meeting because we have an applicant. We have an applicant that may come to us.
Who's that?
That's the training center.
Yeah, Jane.
Right.
We'll meet on the 28th. I'll definitely have a draft of the warehouse ordinance for the 28th.
Wonderful. Okay.
Well, in advance of that.
All right. So
I doubt that would be the final. I think we'll have to go through it together, and I'll get comments and have questions answered, and then.
That makes it easier for everybody concerned if we do it that way.
And then get the second draft out.
Okay.
For August.
Okay.
Workshop.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we could send it to the supervisors. All right. Then we're 537 plan. Where do we sit with that, John?
That's a work in progress. I need to get the bid package out for the 6th. So that I'm focusing on that right now, and then right after that, I'm going to look to. So maybe by the 28th, I could have a draft of the Act 537.
All right, and then you have to do the task activity report first?
That's to send it into DEP.
Right.
First, we got to get approval of the Act 537 plan itself, what I wrote with his.
You have to get the approval before you get the task activity.
Well, we want approval from the township to send it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you had to do the task activity report in
order
to
do any of it. That's just for DEP. That's when you send it in.
That's just for DEP.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So.
So, yeah. So I'll work to get a draft for the next meeting for that.
Well, and the document with that isn't as crucial to be finished as an ordinance because DEP is going to tell us what we have to do with that anyway, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, okay. Is there any other concerns for the good of the order, so to speak? No?
I'd like to get some clarification on something, though.
Go ahead.
I was asked a question on zoning. For two family properties, we have that you must have enough property as the single family to have a two family. So that would mean our minimum's an acre. So you would need 2 acres for
two dwellings or a two family
home? For a two family home.
Okay.
So it's per family, not
for a duplex.
Right.
Yeah.
But then we also have for our multifamily 30,000 square foot. And then it's also in the residential low growth and the DD district. But in the DD district, we've got plenty of places that are on an acre that have either a store and a rental or the motels. I know they're grandfathered, motels, hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked this question about.
You're saying there's a conflict in the performance standards.
Okay. There's a little bit of a conflict in the performance standards. And I got somebody that's in the DD district that asked me if they could put up a rental on their property with their house, but they have just a little over an acre. So I don't know where I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm looking at the residential district. And it says that with central water and sewage is 30,000 square feet. With
right.
On-site water and sewage, 1 acre.
1 acre, right.
And then for two-family dwellings, provided the lot area is twice the minimum required for a single-family detached dwelling.
So, there you go, 2 acres.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
And then for multifamily in the multifamily is not allowed in the residential district, but For multifamily in the low, let's see, low growth.
Yeah, low growth in DD.
And DD is minimum lot of 2 acres.
Seems really consistent to me.
It sounds consistent to me. You're what?
Like the central water and sewage.
Yep. You're saying the same thing in both of them.
You're saying the same thing in all three of them. But
yeah,
the question I was asked is because we allowed two uses on an acre, a commercial and a residential, after these ordinances are in place. So I'm just asking.
But that's not.
Well, actually, that's probably incorrect too, because isn't there a section at the beginning of the ordinance that says that if there's more than one principal use on the property, it has to meet the density requirements, the minimum lot for each use?
Yes.
So a commercial and residential would need 2 acres.
Right.
So somebody's allowed it that shouldn't have. Once the zoning officer says it's okay, but that doesn't mean he can do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob, that's in...
I'm just asking if I missed something.
No.
Well, so when it got allowed, somebody missed something.
Under minimum development standards,
yeah. I mean,
in section 307, it says that development standards, including yards or minimums, and shall apply to each dwelling unit unless otherwise specified. A new two-family dwelling shall, for example, require the equivalent of 2 minimum-sized lots insofar as lot areas and yards, as will any 2 dwelling units on the same property. An exception may be granted as a conditional use. However, when the second unit is restricted to occupancy of a parent, child, or other family member, requiring assistance with the activities of daily living, non-residential would be based on anticipated sewage flow. So there is a little bit of inconsistency there, which we'll have to take a look at.
Yeah.
But it only calls out mother-daughter.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's not...
That could be the reason. I don't know. But I think in the case of a commercial and residential, I would think that you'd have to have
2 acres.
Minimum lot area equal for both uses.
Yeah. Yep.
2 acres, pretty serious, pretty simple.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know if
that's
I missed something somewhere.
Section 307, you said, Tony?
Yeah, section 307 of the zoning.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
In the chart of schedule of uses.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
and that kind of threw me off because.
Well, but they put that
apartment above a garage that he can rent out. But he's only on an acre, so as far as I can see now, unless there's something different, and you know, Kenny Pierboom's place was double use.
Multi-use.
Yeah.
Kenny's.
It's actually commercial residential.
Right.
But Pierboom, like prime time.
Not there, the other one.
But that's a pre-existing non-conforming use. That was done before.
Yeah, that's,
that was done before.
That a lot of
that
what you're getting feedback from might be prior to 1986.
It wasn't prior. No? That's what I'm being told, so.
Okay, well, I don't know how it could have gotten approved.
All right, so. Any other concerns? Nancy's going to look at that 307, that 306, whatever it was.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, bringing it to my attention. So when we revisit the entire ordinance, I'm making note of these
issues that are coming up. Have the whole winter. I would personally, and for the sake of the board and for the supervisors, like to thank all three professionals for sticking with us with
this
and getting this done. John, you guys have been right on top of it. And Nancy, we appreciate that. So thank you. And
thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you jumping in late and doing what you did.
Yep. And do I have a motion to adjourn to get these guys cut loose, too?
Cut them loose! Motion to adjourn.
Good night, everyone.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy 4th.
Good night, everybody.
Remember to love your families and do what you need to do, guys.
John, when are you taking off?
Oh, I'll be around.
Recording stopped.
I'm going to be, I leave every next